here we go. Welcome to the Zoot Life Podcast, and this is just a little clip. Well, a little clip of just me saying something real quick. Heard some stupid stuff on YouTube this morning, and I want to discuss it. A woman said something about ugly man's missing up feminism, and I don't understand that. She said something about she walking down the street, she see a woman that's very beautiful with an ugly man, and she just can't stand it. My philosophy on me, not my philosophy, my hypothesis on that is one of her friends that she really liked must choose a ugly nigga instead of her. So it's kind of messed up. It's not really messed up. It's just a male and female want each other, not female on females. I think she just want female on female action. There's nothing wrong with female on female action, as long as it's not for the wrong cause. Man, hers is from the wrong cause. Another thing I saw was this girl, like I told, she said something about she don't chill with ugly guys, but she ugly herself. And her friend, she ugly too. Trying to bring her up, but at the same time, she'll bring herself down. But at the same time, she was getting on other folks. My opinion is, if you that way, don't go on no one else. You just projecting. Hey, only thing about it is, when I was looking at her, I mean, she's doable, but not something to wake up in the morning, you know? So all she is good for is some throat. And that's about it. And she haven't realized that, and that's probably what ugly niggas use her for. That's why she don't want to talk to ugly guys, because they only use her for throat. She'll told, so what do you expect? I don't like delusional women. If you're in that delusional space, think you're a bad bitch, but you're really not. And no women as 10, well, I'm going to say personality is more points than beauty. So, your personality, Jack, and you fine, you get at least an 8 or a 7, but you fine, and your personality is on point, you're a 10, 12, 13, shit. But you ugly, and your personality, Jack, bitch, you might as well be a 1. Because how can you be ugly and have a Jack personality, man? Like, who want to deal with that? You're going to be a bitter, broke, bitter lady. Only good for some neck. And no, I mean, guys don't want that, but you don't want to have that. But that's what you're choosing. Because you're going to be choosing these guys that's looking way better than you. And they're going to end up just using you for some neck. You're going to get hurt. And you'll be mad at the wrong people. Because you're choosing to talk to guys that are way above your level. At the same time, the guys that you're looking for might just be on the other side of the bridge. So you best to get a rough, dirty nigga that's look like a man, not one of these guys like a what you call a little girl. I guess she don't like her features and she thinks she have a baby. She think, I don't know. That's bad way of thinking. And she need to change her thinking process up. She need to reflect on her life, on herself, on her time, and her friends to see, why do I got this way of thinking? If you're on drugs, you should lay off that type of stuff, because that's delusional thinking right there. No one wants to be with a woman like that, unless they got that fat, unless they got that good head game. That's it. I already know. If I get, I don't know, but not me, man. That girl right there just messed herself up with saying all that. She just been cool, low key, smoking weed, and being herself. But now she just, I don't know. It's just crazy, and she just like the views and stuff. Like, you don't get views, you don't get strong backlash. Don't be like the person that come, they look at you and say, yeah, that's that girl that says she don't like them ugly guys. And I guess we're all going to try and holler at you now, ugly guys, and they're going to get on you. You might not respond back, but they respond back because they're crazy. You might be saying like, fuck you, bitch, fuck you, hoe. They're going to start calling you that now. You're going to be hurt. I mean, I'm pretty sure it already happened, but it ain't over with yet. Because you just recently made it, and it's still fresh. You say you like the views and like the money for it, but at the same time, was it worth it?